In his 2019 report, Barbados's Auditor General has said that this country's state-owned enterprises have been paying out a lot of money in legal fees to attorneys in the private sector over an 11-year period, and that a better approach is needed. The main objective was to determine whether SOEs had implemented systems to facilitate the procuring of legal services from attorneys or firms in a cost-effective manner. The Barbados Audit Office asked 54 of the SOEs to submit information to assess the transparency of their procurement process, but got responses from only 37 of them. The report says that based on the value of legal fees paid, 8 of these entities were selected for further review. They included the Financial Services Commission, the Sanitation Service Authority, the Fair Trading Commission, Needham's Point Holdings Limited, Barbados Tourism Investment Inc., better known as the BTII, the Barbados Investments and Development Corporation, and the National Petroleum Corporation, as well as the Barbados Agricultural Development and Marketing Corporation. The report, which has just been laid in Parliament, showed that some attorneys or firms engaged by the SOEs were selected by Cabinet, others by the Board of Management and or the Minister responsible. There were significant deficiencies observed with regards to the selection methods employed for the engagement of attorneys by state-owned enterprises, the establishment of terms and conditions for engagements, and in the verification of fees. It says that in the majority of the cases examined, the agencies did not provide evidence for the basis of the selection of the attorneys. In addition, no clear and defined policies were in place to guide the engagement process. In this regard, there was a lack of transparency with respect to the engagement and selection processes. Another observation was that during the period reviewed, which was April 1, 2007 to August 31, 2018, the services of 25 attorneys or law firms were engaged and paid based on work performed without first determining a basis for the fees. This resulted in a number of cases in which management sought to negotiate fees submitted for payment after the services had been provided. There were services such as drafting letters, researching, reviewing, and advising on legal matters which were not defined in the legal profession rules, and unless there is a clear basis on which to gauge the claims submitted by the attorneys, determining whether fees are reasonable would be highly subjective and can lead to overcharging and payment disputes which could be avoided. There should be better management of the process of engaging the services of attorneys and firms given the specified nature of the services rendered and the sums paid. There is no certainty that the public interest was served in all instances where attorneys were engaged, says the document. Its recommendations are that there should be a clearly defined and written policy in place to properly manage the selection of attorneys or law firms engaged by state-owned enterprises, and such a policy should promote transparency in terms of the selection process used. On engaging the services of an external legal counsel, the terms and fees or their basis should be negotiated and documented before work commences. This eliminates the need to seek consultation or to negotiate with the attorney post facto or after the fact. And there should also be better management of the payment process, as attorneys' firms should not be paid without work performed being verified and duly authorized. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.